Hey guys, let's have a chat. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Eliza. And today we're going to be guessing Amazon products based off their review.
Woo.
It's a bit spicy.
We love it. We love it. Well, first of all, we thought we'd give you a quick little life update. Yeah. Eliza, what have you got in store for us? What has been happening in your life as of recent?
Guys, you'll never guess what. Nothing. I don't have anything interesting.
What a shocker. How is your production going? Surely you're getting closer to the performance
it's
day.
It's in 2 weeks, actually. Two weeks will be our closing night in 2 weeks. So, yeah, it's getting good. I actually just bought my shoes today that I have to wear for it. They were only $4 from Kmart, so they're not fancy or anything, but, you know, just some good old flats that I won't ever wear again.
Still very cute.
What about you, Sarah?
I feel like I'm a lot further down the management journey than I was last time we spoke. I feel like last time was the first time that I let everybody know that I was becoming a manager. And now it is Saturday when we are recording this, and on Tuesday I will be officially qualified. So in 3 days' time, qualified to run shift by myself, no other manager in, like, on the, like, of course, other managers can be, but, like, I don't need another manager to be on the premises.
That's very exciting.
And I've literally got 4 shifts, like, straight after that.
Like, as the manager?
As a manager. So I've got Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What do you do when you're the manager?
Well, so you're in charge of the shift for 8 hours. Because our max is 24 hours. It's split into 3 blocks of 8 hours. So 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., and 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Like one manager on each of those?
Yeah. And so if you're the manager of that shift, you just need to run the shift, you know, make sure all our times are good, all our scores are good, you know, everything's running well, covering shifts, and you're in charge, you're sending all the breaks at the right time, all that type of thing.
Nice.
Solid. So yes, very funky. So as of Wednesday, I'll be running shift by myself. Yay.
So I've been trained to run it like by with other managers.
Yes. So I've been trained the past few weeks. I had a fire safety training course yesterday. I have my first aid course on Monday, and then I've got my management course on Tuesday. So both the first aid and management ones are like 6 to 8 hours. Yeah, not fun. And then I've got 4 shifts after that. So
do you get a pay raise?
Yes. What?
Pay raise?
I think so. I'm not sure how much though. I probably should find out. There better be one. But yeah, so I will let you all know next podcast how it's been, how I'm going.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I reckon we just jump right in. I'm gonna just jump right in with the review. So basically, we've both picked products and we're gonna read like a couple of reviews and see if the other person can guess what it is. And if you guys want to play along, feel free to guess it. And then you can let us know on our Instagram how many you got right. Yep. All right. It lasts a long time, so I buy a couple of jars every 3 to 4 months or so. I'll read it again so everyone can sink in. It lasts a long time, so I buy a couple of jars every 3 to 4 months or so. So that's not the whole comment, because all of the comments actually have the what it is in them. So I just I'm just taking sentences.
I took like words out of comments for my bit. Like sentence. Last long time, but last. Okay, so can I like guess categories?
I reckon, yeah.
Like narrow it down. Okay, is it in the kitchen category?
It is.
It is. Is it a food?
It is.
Oh.
I'm gonna read a 1-star review.
Okay.
Tastes like fish bait.
Oh, is it those things they have over in America? Goldfish?
No.
Oh. Like fish bait. Oh, is fish bait worms?
No.
Hmm. Okay, is it sweet?
No.
Savory?
Yeah, I guess.
Would you eat this?
Yes.
Savory, you would eat this. Is it considered like healthy, like a fruit or vegetable type thing?
No.
Probably not.
So another comment says, I've wanted to try this forever. Never really had a chance though until now.
Wanted to try this forever, never really had a chance. Oreos?
No.
Is it like a cookie type thing?
No, it's not sweet.
It's not sweet. Yeah, I know. I keep getting that. Chips. Is it some kind of chips?
No.
Is it Taki? Oh, okay. I was going to say, is it that Taki's thing? Trying to think of what it could be. Savory. It's not right. Chips.
I'm going to read this one.
Okay.
If you don't guess it, then if you don't know what it is anymore. From this, then I'm just going to tell you. This has one star and the title is Just Don't, and it's from the United States. This product is definitely not for everyone. The flavor, although a hit in Australia, is certainly not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Vegemite?
Yeah.
As soon as you said America and it's a hit in Australia, and then I was like, hang on, savory Vegemite.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. All right, here you go.
Okay, my first one is I have two of these. They do not disturb your sleep.
Okay, I'm going to take you guys along my train of thought. I'm thinking like it technically could be like an animal, but then I'm like, that's kind of random that it would talk about sleep. So maybe I'm thinking a pillow of some kind, but then it might talk about comfort levels. So I'm like, maybe not. Can you say it again?
I have two of these. They do not disturb your sleep.
So it'd be something that like maybe makes a sound. This is hard.
I can give you another comment.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Which is an element along the bottom of this item glows red, but isn't visible unless you're standing over it.
Damn, Sarah.
That is not going to help you at all. It's just going to make you more confused.
Not at all. Let's think. Yeah, I got no clue. Okay, so is it? It's not like a food, right?
Nope.
Okay. Is it like some sort of like LED light kind of vibes?
Might be on a track.
So maybe it's like one of those like star light things.
You're like you're down the right, like
I'm in the right area.
In the right area, but not quite on the right path.
All right.
So it's something.
So maybe I'm in the right country, but not in the right suburb.
Mm.
Okay, I get you. Look, it doesn't really help me, but
yeah, I know.
Can we have
another review?
Yeah.
It's not fancy, exciting, or decorative, but it does the job, works well, and is light and portable.
So I'm thinking maybe like a torch or like a light, like a lamp.
You're a bit closer now. Closer to the right suburb. But at the same time, not quite.
Okay. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I've got no idea. Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I found one comment up here.
Well, let's give it away.
This certainly, if you don't get it after this one, okay, this certainly does its job to take the chill out and make me feel comfortable.
Are we saying heater? A portable heater, I reckon.
Yep, you got it.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. All right.
What's your next one?
Okay, next one. As a starter set, it served me well until I was ready to upgrade.
As a starter set, served me well until I was ready to upgrade. Starter set. Is it an electronic?
No.
Is it? Is it something you would keep in your bedroom?
If that's where you kept it. I keep mine in my bedroom. You might not have any. I don't reckon. Handy and practical handle.
It's not like a water bottle, is it?
No.
No. It's good as a starter set. Is it those lights that you have in your room? Lights or stuff that goes in the ceiling? No. Okay.
It's was not gentle to the paper.
Gentle to the paper. I am so confused right now. It's not like a journal or anything, is it?
No.
It is not gentle to the paper. What do you do with paper? Is it something you would take on beach mission with you?
No.
Dang it.
But there probably is some there. But, like, we don't really use them because it would make a lot of mess.
It would make a lot of mess, has a good handle. You have one in your bedroom. You have this in your bedroom. And I probably don't have it.
You probably have some in your house, just not in your room particularly.
Makes a mess. It's not like a kinetic sand or anything, is it?
No, I'm going to do the full thing. Bristled and was not gentle to the paper.
Bristled. It's not like a face brush, is it?
Close. You're on the right. You're in the right suburb, just not quite at the town.
Face like a sponge, a washer.
No, you're further away from the
head scratcher thing.
Further away from the town.
Okay, so back to the face brush.
Brush is a good word.
Hairbrush? No. It's a toothbrush. Toothbrush.
No.
No, okay, I was like, hang on, I would have one.
As a starter set, it served me well until I was ready to upgrade. I'm nervous about wrecking my expensive
exfoliator? Tanning?
Brushes. You were good with the brushes.
What types of brushes are there? Hairbrush?
What's a word before the word brush?
Is there a word before the word brush?
Yes.
And
it's brushes, but it's like something brushes.
Can you give me the first letter?
P.
P brushes.
Paint brushes.
How am I not getting this?
Paint brushes, Sarah.
Oh! Yeah, no, I wasn't going to get that. That was a good one. Okay. My next one, the starting clue is As advertised, very good.
Okay.
Which
okay.
does not give you much.
Not right. Not really. So, food? Is it food?
As advertised, very good. Is it a food? Good. Is it a food? No, it's not.
Okay. Okay. Look, it's not really giving me much. Excuse me.
What did you say?
It's not giving me a lot of information. I'm not really sure on that front.
Excellent for Australian Melbourne weather.
Okay, okay. So I'm thinking of a jacket type of vibe. Maybe a puffer jacket. Maybe an hoodie. Am I close?
Yeah.
All right, maybe a onesie.
No, you got it. It was a hoodie.
It was an hoodie. Oh.
Yeah, in the one. When you said it, I was like, oh. So I was looking through because I was trying to find another thing. Good job. You got that quickly.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, okay, the Aussie Melbourne really gave it away.
Okay, this is my last one because
okay.
It's taking longer.
You might have to speak up a bit because my brother has just hopped in a shower and it's right near my room. And ever since we switched taps a few months ago, the shower is like really loud. Oh, and my sound on my laptop is not the greatest at the moment.
Turn the sound up on the microphone.
So scream your heart out.
Turn the sound up on the microphone, Sarah.
Talk again.
Turn your sound up on the microphone.
I've turned it up all the way.
Oh.
Is that any better?
I don't know. You tell me.
Not really.
All right. Okay. It is the one with the tin cheese. I am very happy.
Hang on. It is the one with the...
tinned cheese. I am very happy.
Is it a food?
Yes.
Is it sweet?
No.
Is it one that is Aussie?
Not particularly. The brand probably is, but the brand I'm not fussed over.
Would you say it's more popular in Australia or America or neither?
Neither.
Is it chips?
No.
Is it?
I'll read the comment again. It is the one with the tinned cheese.
Oh, the tinned cheese. I didn't hear that at the start. That makes a lot more sense.
It is the one with the tin cheese. I am very happy as we only eat the one with the tin cheese and I can't find it in shops anymore. The new recipe version that shops are selling is absolutely viable, inedible crap. So we are very happy to have found our favorite here on Amazon.
With the tin cheese. It's not like Spam or something, is it?
No.
Is it in a tin with the cheese?
So it's like something that you need the tin cheese to make.
Mac and cheese? Toast?
Yes!
Mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
Yes!
Woohoo!
Okay. Was that your last one?
All right, that's my last one.
For my last one.
All right, let's go.
Oh, I've got a few good ones, actually. It's going to be picking which one. Okay. Here's this one.
All right, let's go.
All the reviews said the smell was bad enough to give you a headache, but it wasn't even that bad for me.
Maybe we're talking about some chemical solution, bleach of some kind.
Not quite.
Okay.
Actually, not really anywhere down that path whatsoever.
Right. So is it food?
Food? No, it's not food.
Okay. So is it something that you use or does it just sit there? Is it a candle?
It just sits there.
A candle?
Candle? No, but like ish kind of area.
Air freshener?
No. Maybe like go a bit broader. Maybe. Kind of think of those aesthetics.
Perfume?
No. You wouldn't, here's a clue. You wouldn't usually think of this when you think of smell.
Okay.
Can like, don't associate the smell side with it.
Can you read another comment?
Okay, another comment. Quite a lot of comments are about the smell, which I did not think. They add so much life to my room and look exactly like the aesthetic ones on Pinterest.
Okay. All right. What about some leafy green vine things?
Ding, 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 ding.
Did I get it right? Oh, yep. Yeah. I wonder why people think they smell bad. That's so random.
Good job. Actually, yeah, a lot of the comments were about them smelling bad. I think because everyone's saying because they're wrapped up in plastic when they're shipped or something. If you air them out for a few days, they should be fine. So top tip there, everyone. If you're going to get any vine stuff from Amazon, air it out for a few days and then they might not smell bad.
Sounds good. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Let's Have a Chat podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Let us know if you beat either Sarah or me in guessing before we did. You probably did because we're slow. Yeah.
Exactly. It took me a few times to hear tin cheese, let alone guess it.
Follow us on Instagram and email us if you need because we're here.
Yes. Instagram is at Levo. At Let's Avo Chat Podcast. And our email is Let's Avo Chat Podcast at gmail.com. So if you give us an email, we can, you know, read out, give any advice or anything. We'll be completely anonymous. And then if you follow us on Instagram, we do lots of polls, ask Q&As, all that type of thing. You guys can stay up to date, see what's happening, and give us ideas for podcasts.
And if you're still listening to it, to this right now, thank you. You are dearest friends.
You are very, very much.
And as always, we'll have a chat with you next week.